Well, this is going to be a very interesting conversation because we're kindly joined by Holly Beckham. And Holly is taking on a huge endurance challenge supporting our rangatahi and working toward a goal of hopefully becoming the first one-handed to summit Everest carrying the Tino Rangatiratanga flag. That could be some way off, but Holly is on the road. Hey, Holly, tēnā koe, it's me, Dale. This is Mihiani Kakwe te Tuhine. Thanks so much for joining us on Wātea. Kia ora.
Morena.
Hi.
Kia ora.
Tēnā koe. Nohe koe, Holly. Where are your connections, sis?
Mō Ngāpui, Ngāti Rangi.
Ka pai. I'm just, had a look. Your Instagram says 7 years sober, Holly.
I am. Wow. 7 years clean and sober.
Good on you, Holly. That's been part of a journey, and now you're challenging yourself with another significant journey. Might you be kind enough to just tell us a little more about the Move Mountains for Youth? And we're all familiar with the Graham Dingle Foundation, but just as a refresher, might you be kind enough to speak of that organisation as well? And then morph that into, what is Move Mountains for Youth, please, Holly Beckham, kia ora.
I've signed up to help out with the Graham Dingle Foundation, and it's an initiative called Move Mountains for Youth. So it was set up by Graham Dingle Foundation to raise funds to support the work that they do with rangatahi throughout New Zealand. They do amazing work with rangatahi, helping them build resilience and their confidence. And Move Your Mountains is an initiative where you can take part. You can either sign up to do some running or some walking. There's different kilometres set. I've signed up to do 300 Ks in a month. And if that's not for you, you can either make a donation, and it's all to go towards rangatahi because, they do some amazing work with rangatahi. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm already training, so it was just a perfect opportunity to train for something a little bit more than myself and to help our rangatahi, because our rangatahi are our future, aren't they? So we've got to really look after them. Yeah.
So are you a walker, tramper, climber, or a combo of all?
A little bit. So I've got into climbing through my recovery. So I met a lady called Lydia Brady. She's a wahine toa. She was the first woman to summit Everest without any oxygen in 1988, and she's now mentoring me to summit Everest, hopefully one day. So I am climbing and just trying to keep my fitness up and, trying to train towards Everest.
That's a huge, huge goal. Hey, kia kaha, Holly. I say that in all seriousness. You've set a goal of 300 kilometres in a month. Might that be mostly tramping? And how do you equate training when you're climbing? Obviously, you can clock up the Ks, but how does that equate to developing the climbing skills and ultimately when you take on the big kahuna, what you will need would be some pretty serious climbing skills. How does that work into the regime you've put yourself forward for?
So I guess currently I've been specifically working on my climbing and rope skills, but that goes hand in hand with actually having fitness. So running is definitely top priority. My cardiovascular fitness, so I've been doing high altitude training fitness, where you put a mask on and you run on a treadmill. So that's one thing. And then, just running as much as I can. The stair walker, walking up mountains or walking up stairs. I live in Tāmaki now, so I am training as much as I can. So it'll be running or F45. I do a lot of F45. So the 300 km will translate into mostly running and probably some walking up hills. I've already clocked up 32 and it started yesterday, and that's running around the waterfront. The 300Ks, I guess, specifically spoke to me because that the Graham Dingle Foundation translated that to Graham's traverse in 1971 across the Southern Alps, which equaled to 300 kilometres. And that spoke to me because my first mountain I climbed about 3 years ago was Mount Tititia, Mount Aspiring, with Lydia Brady. So that's kind of why I chose the 300 kilometre challenge. Yeah.
I've seen a number of different programs about climbing on Netflix of late. And, you know, for somebody who, you know, gets nervous standing on the garage roof, how is it for you, Holly? You know, one slip, one mistake, and it could be curtain call. So, you know, there's this element of danger and risk that is inherent in the climbing kaupapa. But can you talk to us about the emotional upliftment, perhaps even a spiritual side of climbing for you as a wahine Māori? It can be a very sort of a solo experience for you as well, but would you be kind enough to take us onto a rock face when the risks are high and all you're really reliant on is yourself?
I am very new to climbing as well. So I only just started climbing when I got clean. So that's what's kind of kept me clean, is the climbing, because the healing you get from it. When you are climbing or when you are going up a mountain, it teaches you so many different things. It's a bit of a roller coaster journey. You've got beautiful scenery, and then there's times when it gets really hard. And those are the times where you have to, it builds on your resilience. You have to dig deep and you really have to think about why you're doing the things you're doing. But it goes hand in hand. I guess that's the reason why I've been training for the last three, nearly 4 years. And that's specifically to get my skills up. So I know where to put my foot. So I don't put myself in dangerous situations. You have to really be on when you're climbing. You've got to really think about where you're putting your foot or why you're going to grab that piece of rock, or why you're doing the things you do. So there's a lot of planning behind it. But once you get to the top, that's something that no one can take away from you, if you know what I mean. Like that's yours that you get to keep forever. So that's something that's really special. It's a bit of a roller coaster. There's a lot of spiritual different elements to it, but it's one of the reasons why I'm clean today. Yeah.
Thank you for even noting your sobriety. It wasn't initially the focus of our cordial because, you know, you're going to climb Mount Everest. So, I mean, you know, that's really the focus of our cordial, Holly. But, you know, if you'd be kind enough, many of our people do battle with substance and addiction issues. And many of us have our dreams curtailed by the difficulties of life. And many find solace, you know, in a bottle or other things.
Yeah.
But you've been able to put that aside. What's changed for you? I get the feeling that you've set yourself a huge goal, but in order to set that goal, you must think yourself capable of it. This is major change to perhaps what was occurring a decade or so back for you, but it can be inspirational for others. Might you touch on how important finding yourself, your real self, on the slopes of a mountain and in the depths of significant challenge, how it has played out for you and why now you think you're capable of taking on the biggest maunga on the planet?
Yeah, I guess when I look back, I spent 19 years in addiction. And that was, drugs and alcohol, and not feeling good enough, not knowing fully my identity, being very disconnected from who I was as Māori, and several suicide attempts. And then I think reconnecting back into my identity and who I am as Māori and realizing my tupuna healed through te tai ao, through the through nature. And so getting back out into nature it was one of the greatest things that I've ever discovered. And I think, yeah, being able to go out into mountains, I've been lucky. Not everybody has met Lydia Brady. I'm lucky that I met Lydia Brady and she invited me out into the mountains. She opened that door for me, which not everybody gets that opportunity. And I've got that. So what I would like to do is open that opportunity for rangatahi as well. So I guess climbing Mount Everest is, yeah, it's a big goal. And I've been to the Himalayas and I climbed 3,000-6,000 meter peaks while I was over there. And I saw Everest and I saw how big it was. But those, and the 3,000-6,000 meter peaks were so hard and I was really sick while I was over there, but it didn't compare to being in rehab and getting clean. That was harder. Getting clean was way harder than climbing mountains. So yeah, I don't know. Just Everest is just something that's, that Lydia has set for me and I've set for myself, and it would be a great challenge. And yeah, once you get clean, you feel like, you feel like you can do anything. So hopefully Everest, yeah. Yeah.
Well, it serves as an inspiration. And, you know, what's the saying? If you're going to bend, be it to a lofty mountain. Well, there's no more lofty mountain than... And so here you are. I didn't realise you've already got experience in the Himalayas, that you have a very... wonderful and experienced mentor with you. And so,
yes,
you know, the goal of putting up a Tino Oranga Teretanga flag to be the first wahine Māori to do so on the top of the world's tallest maunga it's an ambitious goal, but it is an achievable goal. It's going to take work, but I just get the feeling from you that anything is possible for you, Holly Beckham. All the best. I mean, we're going to start a little bit small. How might we follow you, and what are your plans time-wise? You're clocking up 300K of running, climbing in the immediate future. If Everest was to loom, it's very costly, and when might that take place? Have you got any ideas of how far away it might be for you, Holly?
Yeah, so I've been working towards it for a little while now, and at the moment I'm looking for sponsorship or funding. So that's, yeah, it's, like you said, it's really costly. So that's the one of the main things that's holding me back at the moment is the cost. So if you want to follow, you can follow my Instagram, Holly Beckham, or on my website, hollybeckham.com, and, yeah, have a look. All the information's on there. The only thing is the funding at the moment that's holding me back. So sponsorship. If anyone's out there that wants to sponsor me, hide in my, know my, hide in my, reach out.
Oh, look, you've got to say that all the time. It is costly, these sort of adventures and challenges. We understand that. So the closer you get, the more in need you are of that sort of support. Stay in touch, Holly, and we'll do what we can. But if there is somebody out there listening, you've heard just a touch of Holly's story, how committed she is to taking this the whole way. And it will take many thousands of dollars. Perhaps, your little bit and my little bit can help her get there. It's been beautiful to have a cordial with you about this. And thanks again for allowing us to realise that change is possible, and for you, significant change. And ahead of you, a significant challenge. It's been a pleasure meeting you, Holly. Thanks so much for joining us.
Awesome. Nga mihi. Thank you.
Me koe hoki. Te tuhine. Tēnā koe kia kaha.